One of the most popular young blues artists in Houston is Josh Davidson, known as the Mighty Ork. He views this American-born music as a national treasure.
It's awesome, man. It's a beautiful thing, you know. It's something to be celebrated and enjoyed.
He's learned the styles of famous blues singers like B.B. King, Muddy Waters, and the city's most celebrated blues man, the late Sam Lightnin' Hopkins, the icon of the Houston Blues Society.
Long in Houston, where the blues fall down like rain. It's Lightnin' Hopkins on Dowling, Albert Collins up on Main.
I think the real magic of blues music is that it speaks to everyone. It really speaks to, I mean, it just speaks to the humanity of everybody.
That's because the blues flows from deep human emotions, according to another of Houston's popular young blues artists, Anika Chambers.
It takes over you in different, you know, it can take over you in different ways. So whatever, the blues is something that you just feel deep down in your soul.
Anika Chambers puts her whole body and soul into each performance. She began her journey singing gospel music in Houston and was introduced to the blues while she was serving in the U.S. Army in Kosovo. Although the blues started as a strictly black musical form and was once termed race music, Chambers says her band members and audience reflect how things have changed.
Music is universal, so it brings us, you know, brings us all together at some point, whether it's black, white. I play at a lot of shows, and I get a mixed crowd at all of my shows.
Anika Chambers, who experiments with her hairstyles and dress as much as music, likes to hang out with other Houston blues songsters, including the Mighty Ork. Both of them praise Houston's supportive blues community, consisting of musicians, fans, radio program hosts, and club owners who frequently stage blues concerts.
And there's just a sense of community and camaraderie that is really wonderful, you know. And then you have venues in different parts of the city that are sort of hubs for the community and for the musicians.
Both the Mighty Ork and Anika Chambers have recorded CDs that are helping to spread the news about Houston's rich blues heritage. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.